The Gospels according to love, Matthew chapter 20, April 16, 2005. Parables. The kingdom of love is likened to a householder that went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. He agreed with the laborers for a penny a day and sent them into the vineyard. He went out about the third hour and, seeing others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "Go also in the vineyard. What is right I will give to you." The householder went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and found others standing idle. He said to them, "Why do you stand idle?" "No one has hired us," they replied. He said, "Go into the vineyard. What is right that you shall receive?" When evening came, the lord of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire. Begin from the last to the first. When the one comes and arrived in the 11th hour, they received every one a penny. And when the first come, they suppose they should have received more, yet they likewise every one received a penny. When they received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, 'These last have worked but 1 hour, and you have them equal with us. We have borne the heat of the day.' He answered one of them, 'Friend, I have done you no wrong. Did you not agree for a penny? Take what is yours and go your way. I will give to the last even as to you. It is lawful for me to do what I will with my own. Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first last. Many are called, but few are chosen.'" As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples apart and said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Love will be betrayed to the chief priests and scribes. They will condemn him to death, then deliver him to the Gentiles to mark, to scourge, to crucify. On the third day he will rise again." The mother of Zebedee's children came to Jesus with her sons, worshiping Jesus. He said to her, "What will you?" She asked Jesus, "Grant these my two sons sit, the one on your right and the other on the left, in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup I drink of, to be baptized with the baptism I am baptized?" The brothers said, "We are able." He told them, "You shall indeed drink of love's cup and be baptized with the baptized I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. It shall be given to the ones whom by love is prepared." When the 10 heard it, they became moved with indignation against the two brothers. Jesus called to them, saying, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. Those who are great exercise authority over the people. It shall not be so among you. Whoever be great among you, let them be your minister. Whoever be chief among you, let them be your servant. Even as the Son of Love came not to be ministered to, but to minister, to give his life as a ransom for many." They departed from Jericho. A great multitude followed Jesus. Two blind sitting by the wayside, as they heard Jesus pass, cried out, Have mercy on us, Lord, you Son of David. The multitude rebuked them, but they cried out all the more, have mercy on us. Jesus called them, what will I do for you? They said, Lord, our eyes, let them be open. Jesus touched their eyes, they received sight, and then followed him.